N and E.
Okay, the call has officially been made now for a hootenanny in here.
Well, it's a hootenanny.
Hi there, I'm Mary of the Heartland, and this is my Heartland Hootenanny on 99 Plus KFMH. The original broadcast date for today's show is July 15th of 2023, and I say that, so just keep that in mind if you're listening at a later date. Maybe it's a rerun version you're hearing of the show, and when I reference new music, you know, that it's relative to July 15th of 2023. But speaking of that, I've got something from the latest. Tommy Stimson's Cowboys in the Campfire. So we're going to do some of that, but then also go back a ways for some Patti Smith. Got some James Brown coming up this hour. And we always get started with some twang, because at the heart of the Heartland Hootenanny, it's Americana, it's alt country, it's cowpunk. And this one's a little more singer-songwriter-ish, more Americana. Dead Horse is getting us started today with Days Grow Longer on the Heartland Hootenanny at KFMH.
We act quickly, full of grace.
Because you are this earth's long distance love ambassador. To speak to her tonight, I could take anything. By means of fiber optics or two tin cans on a string. Really must apologize for my compulsive behavior. One left his heart in San Francisco and mine's in Scandinavia. By one whose communicationally keyed in. Operator, get me Sweden. Get me Sweden. Get me Sweden.
This is 99+ KFMH. I'm Mary of the Heartland, and you're tuned in for my Heartland Hootenanny. That was Darren Hanlon, an artist I'd never heard of before earlier this week, but popped up on the college station here in town, and I like that song. It's called Operator, Get Me Sweden. Manic Street Preachers did theme from MASH. Just before that, Suicide is Painless, and we started the hour with Dead Horses, Days Grow Longer. I did promise new music from Tommy Stinson's Cowboys in the Campfire. The name of that album is Wronger, and this is a tune from it. I guess this would kind of be the title track. It's just called Mr. Wrong.
Mr. Next to be Mr. Right, and see all your troubles playing out in a brand new light. With a steady hand, he's sure to make you feel alright. Well, I'm quaking in my boots, just hoping I don't miss you. And I hope your Mr. Next won't be Mr. Wrong. You've been waiting for you long enough to hear this song. Everything would be much easier every day I'm gone. At least we finally found out that I was Mr. Wrong. And I hope your Mr. Next will be Mr. Right. You won't see me in the morning. You won't see me at night. You won't see me when you're trying to pick a fight. I'll never feel bad. About my scooter friends, and you never get to kick me to the curb again. Troubles playing out in a brand new light. With a steady hand, he's sure to make it seem alright. But I'm quaking in my boots, just praying I don't miss you. Well, I hope your Mr. Next will be Mr. Right. Well, I hope your Mr. Next. I hope your Mr. Next. I hope your Mr. Next will be Mr. Right.
Some strange music. 1965. White powder and mine.
White Powder Ma is the name of that tune, and it is from Billy Settlemyer. On today's Heartland Hootenanny, I'm Mary of the Heartland, by the way. Great to have you along. Patti Smith did Dancing Barefoot just before Billy Settlemyer. We also heard Mr. Wrong, which is the name of the song. The name of the band is Cowboys in the Campfire. Actually, technically, the name of the band is Tommy Stinson's Cowboys in the Campfire, which is kind of long for a name. Not as long as some of the album titles that have been coming out lately. Looking at you, Big Thief. There's new music from Jason Isbell and 400 Unit. He's out on the road. They're out on the road to promote Weather Vanes, the new album. And I managed to get to go to the show with my best friend Lisa earlier in July. And amazing. Deer Tick opened. And I think they're just finishing the run with Deer Tick. So if you didn't get a chance to see them play, wah, wah. I don't know what to tell you. Go see either band if you get a chance. That would be my recommendation. If you can go see Deer Tick live, I would love to see a full set of them. I'd love to see Deer Tick headline a show. In the meantime, they opened for Jason Isbell and 400 Unit. This is going to be one of the hits from the album. I'm absolutely sure of it. This is called King of Oklahoma. It's Jason Isbell and 400 Unit on the Heartland Hootenanny at KFMH.
Silence is golden, is golden, it's golden. Silence is golden, is golden, it's golden.
Absolutely loving that new album from the Beths. It's called Expert in a Dying Field. The tune we just heard is Silence is Golden here on the Heartland Hootenanny. And if you get a chance to see them, apparently they are in the States. The concert that I saw was in Seattle, them opening for Death Cab for Cutie. Tickets were like $150 because Death Cab sold out, and so now it's all scalpers. So maybe someday I'll see the Beths, but not for $150. I'm not that well off, even with my old age. And I do sound old. I know I'm sounding old right now. It's okay. I got here. Simple Minds did Up on the Catwalk just before the Beths. Jason Isbell and 400 Unit, King of Oklahoma was the tune from the Weather Vanes. You know what I really sound like? I feel like I sound like Marge Simpson's sisters because my voice is just rough. I had gotten super sick earlier in July. It allegedly wasn't COVID, but my lungs are just not clearing up. And so if this is the first time you've ever tuned in for the Heartland Hootenanny, I'm actually smooth as silk. I don't sound like Marge Simpson's sisters. I don't sound like I've been smoking for 40 years because I quit 14 years ago. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, Lydia Loveless has new music out. She's back with Bloodshot Records. I don't remember all the details about the album, but I do know this is the single called Toothache.
Minor inconvenience or catastrophe. Even if I could get there on my own, I wouldn't be free. It's already coming, so why don't you pry it loose? Everything's a choice, babe. So why don't you just choose? 'Cause it's always something right when you're gunning for the finish line.
ain't got nobody hanging around my doorstep. Ain't got no loose change, just a hanging around my jeans. If you see somebody, would you send them over my way? I could use some help here with a can of pork and beans. I once had a family, but they up and left me with nothing but an 8-track, another side of George Jones. I was in high cotton, just a banging on my 6-string, a kicking at the trash can, walking skin and bone. I could see your back porch if I close my eyes now. I can hear the train tracks, the laundry on the line. I'm thinking it's your business, but you don't got the answer. I'm knocking on your screen door in the summertime. Everybody's out there climbing on the trees now, swinging in the breeze now, hanging on the vine, dreaming about a sailboat. I don't need a fur coat underneath the dashboard. Got some sweet potato wine. I can see your back porch if I close my eyes now. I can hear the train track through the laundry on the line. I'm thinking it's your business, but you don't got the answer. I'm knocking on your screen door in the summertime. I'm knocking on your screen door in the summertime.
99 plus KFMH. This is the Heartland Hootenanny. I'm Mary of the Heartland. That was James Brown. You Gotta Have a Mother for Me. John Prine, before that, Knocking on Your Screen Door, and new music from Lydia Loveless. The song is called Toothache. New album should be coming out sometime soon. And I say that with a quick reminder that the original broadcast date of today's show is July 15th of 2023. We just have a little bit of time left. I want to jump right into a few more songs. I love that my 22-year-old son had this as his earworm the other day. It's from Songs Ohio, Farewell Transmission on the Heartland Hootenanny. It is the Heartland Hootenanny at 99 plus KFMH. There's Songs Ohio with Farewell Transmission. And as I said when I introduced it, my 22-year-old had it as their earworm the other day. And I just looked it up, and it turns out that they were 2 years old when that came out. So I feel like I like that they have this taste in music. Some of their other taste in music is weird, but I'm glad when, I don't know, it's a success as a parent thing when they love the music you also enjoy. And then say, hey, Mom, I think this is a song that would probably work for your show, wouldn't it? Thanks for engaging with me, my child. Lord Huron is going to wrap up hour one of today's Heartland Hootenanny for us. This is Not Dead Yet.
She asks about